USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now on his way to the G7 Economic Summit that begins later today in Quebec, Canada. As he was leaving the White House, the president was asked by reporters about the flack he can expect from a number of G7 leaders, including the host countries, because of the tariffs on steel and aluminum he's ordered.
I love Canada, but they treat us very unfairly on trade. Very, very unfairly. You see the numbers.
Another celebrity suicide, this time Chef Anthony Bourdain at 61.
When you travel as much as I have, you become aware of how other people live, how hard their lives are.
CNN says Bourdain was found dead in a French hotel room, the cause of death not released, but it has been ruled a suicide. It happens just days after fashion designer Kate Spade commits suicide in New York City. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government-assisted programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the prescribed plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Officials on Hawaii's Big Island say 600 homes have now been destroyed by lava from the Kilauea volcano. Former presidential hopeful, now U.S. Senate candidate Mitt Romney says Republicans can be expected to keep control of Congress after this year's midterm elections. The Utah Republican making that prediction yesterday during his welcome speech for his annual Experts and Enthusiasts Summit. Romney said economic growth and higher incomes will help the GOP when voters go to the polls in November. And he says President Trump would easily win re-election in 2020. A long dry spell is over in the nation's capital.
It has finally happened. In their 44th year of existence, the Washington Capitals have finally won the Stanley Cup. The Caps beat the Golden Knights 4-3 in Game 5 of the final last night in Vegas, winning the series 4-1. It marks the first major pro sports championship for D.C. since 1992. I'm Glenn Clark.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Racetracks and casinos are ready to take bets in New Jersey, though it's not clear when the governor there will be signing a bill legalizing sports betting in the state. Lawmakers did approve the bill yesterday, but sources have said that the bill could be a bargaining chip in negotiations when it comes to the state budget. Governor Phil Murphy's in favor of legalizing sports gaming, but he's reportedly not expected to sign the bill for at least the next few days. Delaware is the first state in the nation to have already officially launched expanded sports betting after the U.S. Supreme Court cleared the way to do so with a ruling a couple of weeks ago. Five federal prisons taking in ICE detainees, as we hear from USA Radio's John DeMaster.
U.S. authorities transfer 1,600 ICE immigration detainees to federal prisons, signifying the first large-scale use of federal prisons to hold detainees who entered the U.S. illegally. ICE spokesperson saying that five federal prisons will temporarily take in detainees that await civil immigration court hearings, which include asylum seekers.
And the number is growing. A 10-year-old boy has now delivered more than 65,000 donuts to police officers in 31 states. The Florida fifth grader, Tyler Karach, got the idea a couple of years ago when he saw a few cops at a local store and offered to use his allowance to buy them some donuts. Now he and his parents travel the country on all of his school breaks just to give officers donuts. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.